Taoiseach, your government's housing disaster is now leading to a staff crisis for business and for public services, for our schools and for our hospitals. Teachers and nurses are unable to afford housing near the schools that they teach or that the hospitals they work in. A recent survey carried out by the INMO found that 2 out of 3 nursing graduates are considering immigrating, with 1 in 3 of them considering leaving their cities. We have nurses now in this state that are spending half of their salary on extortionate rents, often in unsuitable accommodation, with many not able to find a place at all. And Taoiseach, we cannot open additional beds if we don't have the patients, if we don't have the nurses to staff them. Our nurses should be able to look forward to a future where they can build a life for themselves at home. But scores of nurses don't have that opportunity, hundreds, indeed thousands. Many of them have written to Sinn Féin in recent weeks to share their heartbreaking experience of struggling to get by. And Taoiseach, when you read through what they told us, you can see very clearly that they're exhausted, they're anxious, they're overwhelmed with stress, they struggle to find accommodation, they fork out extortionate sums of rent every single month, and they worry endlessly about their future. Sadly, many of them see no light at the end of the tunnel. They wrote to us about their worries of being forced to emigrate just to have a decent quality of life. So I'll give you an example of a couple of them, Taoiseach. A 21-year-old student nurse in her final year in Limerick. She told us, and she said in her own words, she said, "Last year I was homeless for the first semester of college as my accommodation fell through last minute. I wasted all my savings staying in hotels to attend my lectures and then had to sofa surf. I couldn't afford much else during that time and didn't have facilities to cook my own food in hotels. I lost so much weight due to this and the stress. I'm currently looking for different accommodation to move out before Christmas, but it's proving impossible to even get a response from landlords. As soon as I qualify," she said, "as soon as I qualify, I'll be leaving the country along with most of my classmates, as the stress is genuinely not worth staying. All I want is a secure place to live." Another nurse wrote to us, she's a 33-year-old nurse from Louth, Taoiseach, and she says, "I'm 33, my husband is 34. We both live in the garage of my parents' house. We will never be able to afford our own home. We're emigrating next year for good. It's a shame, as Ireland is such a beautiful country. It's our home." And Taoiseach, there are scores and many, many more that I could put on the public record. Dozens of letters like that. Heartbreaking people who are qualified, who are trained, who want to look after patients, who want to provide for our health service, but see no future as a result of the housing crisis that you and your party have caused and sustained. These nurses have told us of their anxiety, and they have told us that they don't see a future here, many of them. But you have told these nurses in the past that you know better. You've lectured them, like other public sector workers and other young people who've decided to emigrate. You've told them that the grass isn't always greener on the other side. But Taoiseach, no one really knows the reality these nurses are living and the difficulties they face better than themselves. The housing crisis is wearing them down. It's forcing them out of this country to seek a better future for themselves. The facts are blatantly obvious for anybody to see. So I'm asking you, Taoiseach, when is the penny going to drop? When are you going to actually take action? Because this is no longer a housing crisis. This is a social crisis. This is creeping into every sphere of Irish society, from education to health to business. When are you going to take action and introduce, as we've been calling for many years, a 3-year ban on rent increases and to ensure that a month's rent is put back into renters' pockets through a refundable tax credit?
Thanks very much, Deputy, for raising this important issue and for sharing some of those stories and some of those experiences which you put on the record of the House. Just to be very clear once again, absolutely everyone on this side of the House, everyone in government accepts that we have a deep crisis when it comes to housing. We've seen a big increase in our population. We have an economy that's growing very fast. New households are being formed every day, and we haven't been able to build enough new homes and apartments to keep up with that increasing demand over the past 10 years. And we acknowledge that that has led to a very deep social crisis that's affecting our country, and indeed a very deep personal crisis for a lot of people as well. We see it manifest in lots of different ways. Very high rents that people have to pay. Younger people, and not just younger people, struggling to buy their first home. We see it in homelessness now rising again. And we also see it, as you've outlined, in some of the difficulties that the public sector, the health service, the education sector, private companies are having in recruiting and retaining staff, particularly in Dublin and our cities, but not exclusively there. There is some real progress, and I think it would be unfair not to acknowledge that. We anticipate that this year we'll build about 28,000 new homes. That's more than any year in maybe 10 years, and that doesn't include derelict homes being brought back into use. It doesn't include student accommodation, and that's the kind of figure we expect we'll achieve this year. It's not enough, but it is more new homes than any year in 10. Also in the past 12 months, 16,000 first-time buyers, and they're not just statistics, they're people, couples, families, 16,000 of them bought their own home for the first time. And that's more than any year in 15. You have to go back to 2005 or 2006 or 7 before you would have seen that many people buying their first home. And that is progress. But I acknowledge it's not enough. It's nowhere near enough. And we need to do much better to turn the corner on housing in the months and years ahead. We are introducing the rent tax credit. That will be available for people to claim in the next couple of weeks, I believe. It's something that you and your party advocated for a long time. We've agreed to do that. It is €1,000 per renter, provided you're paying income tax. So if two people are renting a house, a couple, that's 2,000. In a lot of cases, that will be a month's rent back into people's pockets. If there are three people renting a house or an apartment, they'll get 3,000 between the three of them. So in a lot of cases, it will be a month's rent back into people's pockets, sometimes more, sometimes less. But that is something we're doing, and people will see that money in the period ahead. When it comes to nurses specifically, we have a pay agreement with the public service, which sees a pay increase for nurses and other public servants over the course of the next year. We have the rent tax credit, which I mentioned as well, and we also have the new form of cost rental housing, where the government provides rental housing at a below market cost, and that can make a big difference too. When it comes to a rent freeze, as you know, we have rent pressure zones. And if you look at the figures from DAF.ie, for example, or the RTB, it shows that for people who are established tenants, who have somewhere to rent already, rents went up by about 2.5% last year. The real problem is the new tenancies, new properties coming to the market. And a rent freeze wouldn't affect them because they're being let for the first time. And there just aren't enough of them. And that's why the price of them is too high. So the solution has to be mostly about supply, not all about supply, but it has to be mostly about supply. And we have to do everything possible to increase supply over the next couple of months and couple of years, and also to stem the exodus of small landlords from the market, which is a big part of the problem as well.
Tánaiste, when you talk about pay agreements and all the rest, let me just make this point. Half of the nurses in the state didn't get the pay increase that they were entitled that other public sector workers got in October. That's how we're treating nurses. But this issue here, particularly in relation to rents, in relation to housing, is at a huge crisis point. And I know you say we're not doing enough, or you're not doing enough in government, but I put it to you, and this is why a lot of people are immigrating, because they see no hope that your government is going to change track. For 12 years, you have been in government. For 12 years, individuals, whether they're nurses or teachers, have seen the housing crisis deteriorate. Homelessness has never been as high as we've seen, 11,000 people. Rents have never been as high. House prices have never been as high. And we're seeing indicators in relation to commencements drop off significantly now over the last number of months. What we've been calling for you to do for many, many years now is to introduce a rent freeze to make sure that rents continue to be at the level that they are, and to put a month's rent back into renters' pockets. When we put this proposition to you, first of all, you defended the income of landlords. You said that one person's rent is a landlord's income. You made that point. But the point we're making here now is this isn't just a housing crisis. This is a crisis in health. Thank it is you. a crisis in education. The INMO have pointed out that 46% of graduates in a major hospital here in Dublin are leaving. They're not staying. And this is on your watch, so can you give some confidence, and I finish on this last in Corley, can you give some confidence that there's going to be a change of direction in relation to your government? Will you introduce a rent freeze? Will you do it for 3 years? And will you stop these extortionate rents increasing year on year?
Thanks, thanks, Deputy. Just in relation to the pay increases for all public servants kicked in October, and they've been backdated to February. They have been paid for the vast majority of public servants, but I do acknowledge that that hasn't been the case in large parts of our health service. Met with the unions during the week, with the head of the INMO, Phil Nihay, with the head of ICTU, and this is a specific issue that they raised. And we agree it's not acceptable that people who work in our health service shouldn't get their pay increase at the same time as civil servants and teachers and Gardaí and everyone else. So we're working on that. You'll know the payroll systems in the health service don't operate the way they should. That is our responsibility to fix that, and we're working on that. And we can guarantee people that they will get that payment, even if it is late. In terms of your proposals, Deputy, the rent tax credit will be a month back in renters' pockets in a lot of cases. It will,
it's
Deputy.
Euro
it's 1,000 euros. It's a thousand euros per renter. 2,000 for a couple, three people renting, up to 3,000, because you get it for this year and for last year.
Thank you. Just before moving on, Kate Mead, Deputy, please. Thank you.